First, Tom, maybe we should try to remember what exactly happened in the immediate aftermath in Haiti. This was January 2010. Massive earthquake hit, basically flattened a lot of the country, killed hundreds of thousands of people. It was horrifying. And what was the response?
Well, the response to this disaster was one of the biggest ever. And so that was very encouraging and a very positive thing on the face of it. And just from the Northwest, dozens, if maybe not up to 100 different organizations went down there to deal with the immediate needs, medical problems, water, food. It was actually just a massive response.
And all kinds of people went. I remember people getting on planes with supplies.
Yeah. What I find most interesting about that is that it's obviously a laudable response, but the question is, was it successful? And what's interesting to me is that within the aid and development community, there's a raging debate right now on whether or not the aid response to the disaster in Haiti was successful or not.
What do you mean by successful? I mean, obviously, we were helping people who were homeless and had nothing to eat.
Well, if you think of the way we do aid response in general, the world, the way we do it, it's kind of like, if you make an analogy to the military, it would be like if we decided to go into Iraq and get rid of Saddam Hussein and sent in 1,000 different militias, each with their own way of doing things. And, you know, that's kind of the way the response was in Haiti. Now, normally, the government will coordinate the aid response. That's what happened with Japan in terms of the response to the tsunami and the earthquake there. But Haiti has not had a very functional government for a long time, and Port-au-Prince was the most devastated part of Haiti in the earthquake. So the Haitian government wasn't there, wasn't able to coordinate it.
And nobody stepped up to coordinate, I guess, not the United Nations or Red Cross or anybody else.
Well, the United Nations eventually stepped in and coordinated to some extent, but a lot of this has to do with voluntary coordination. We don't really have a coherent strategy for responding to these things. And I think the Haiti episode highlighted that.
And some people are saying it was a failure then?
Yeah, some people. I'd say that on the extreme end of the debate, there are people who are saying it was, a lot of it, the money was wasted. There's a group coming to Seattle who has a film entitled Where'd the Money Go? And it basically talks about how we don't actually even know where most of the hundreds of millions of dollars that were spent on the relief effort, we don't really know where it's at. And a lot of projects got started and weren't finished, or, you know, things got set up and weren't maintained, latrines, water pumps, etc.
I see. It's 3 years later. What kind of activity is still going on in Haiti?
Some of the larger groups, and not just larger groups, but like World Vision and Mercy Corps and others, are working on a number of development projects. World Vision's working with farmers. There's other groups working on healthcare issues. And I think that's important to say that a lot of these groups do actually make their biggest fundraising pitch during disasters, but then they spend a lot of it on these longer-term chronic problems that, in a way, are probably more important when it comes to providing for the welfare of poor people.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Paulson has more analysis about Haiti, global health, and poverty at the Humanosphere blog. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.